This is Billy Brim coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks with the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Yesterday, we talked about Jerusalem and about an important date that we've just passed, the 40th anniversary of Jerusalem coming back into the hands of the Jews. Now, this means something prophetically according to the book of Luke, according to all the prophets. And we're going to go starting next Monday, next Tuesday, we'll do an update, a news update on Monday. But starting next Tuesday and then for 2 or 3 weeks following, we're going to look at Jerusalem and its prophetic place. Why did we not do that today? Because we are at another special day on God's calendar this week, and we have to talk about it. This is June 22nd on the Gregorian calendar, 2007, but it is the 5th of Sivan on the calendar of God, May 2007. E.R. Sivan, 5767, the year 5767. But what is this on God's calendar? All right, let's look at God's calendar. And first, we're going to look at Genesis. In the beginning, we have to find things, how they began. We're going to be talking this week about Pentecost, called on the Jewish calendar, on God's calendar, rather, Shavuot. But what does this mean to us? And we're going to find something very important out. In 2 Corinthians, this may surprise you, but especially if you're a preacher, something you need to know, or a student of the Word of God. In the book of Genesis, from the very beginning, we find in Genesis 1:14 this verse, "And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years." And so we hear it's spoken about the heavenly bodies, the moon, and the stars, the sun. And we see that these have to do with time. Now, God is not a creature of time. He lives in eternity. His name is, he was, he is, he will be. He's an eternal God. But he cut out a measure of eternity and called it time, to redeem man, to deal with man, so that we could go over into the eternities. And he used heavenly bodies for signs, for seasons, for days, and for years. This word seasons in the 14th verse is the word moed, M-O-E-D, if you're spelling it in English. Moed means a fixed time, a fixed date, or a fixed place. It is an appointment in either time or in space, some fixed place. So God has appointments with man. And these appointments we read again about in the sacred calendar, God's calendar in Leviticus 23. If you have your Bible with you, Leviticus 23. This has been called the Jewish calendar, and the Jews go by it all right. But really, this is God's calendar. It is his sacred calendar of the history of redemption. And we find this word moed in it. "And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them," King James Bible says, "the feasts of the Lord." The word feast here is moed. And I'm going to read it like that. "The moeds of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my moeds." These are my fixed dates. These are the dates on my calendar. These are the dates I want to meet with you, Israel. You come up here to Jerusalem. Finally, it's going to come to be Jerusalem. And you meet with me on these dates. These dates on my calendar have to do with something in the calendar of man's redemptions. And I want to meet with you here. And so, in verse 4, "These are the moeds of the Lord, holy convocations, which you shall proclaim in their moeds. In the 14th day of the first month at evening is the Lord's Passover, and on the 15th day of the month is the feast of unleavened bread." So he starts out with the first month. Now the months are counted from the time when God took Israel out of captivity When he delivered them from Egypt, he said to them in Exodus chapter 12, verse 2, "This month shall be the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you." And so in spring, it shall be a month in the springtime. We're told in another book, Deuteronomy, that it always has to be in the spring. Now, the Jewish, the Hebrew months and days, they are about 29, 30. The months are about 29, 30 days because they begin, every month begins with a new moon. And then seven times in 19 years, they add an entire month, the second Adar, so that this Feast of Passover will always be in the spring. If they didn't do that, it would change year by year by year by year. The Arabs go by a lunar calendar, and they don't adjust it in any way to make it solar. And so Ramadan can be almost any time of the year. But with this calendar of God, this has to be in the spring, for it was in the springtime when he brought them out of Egypt. And he said, "This month shall be unto you the beginning of months." This is usually the month of April or the month of May. Now, it's not the beginning of the year. The beginning of the year is in the seventh month. In this year, it's going to be in September, and we're taking a trip to Israel, so we'd be glad to have you come along with us and celebrate the beginning of year. But the beginning of months, the sacred calendar, is always in April or in May at this Feast of the Passover time. And so we read about this. "In the 14th day of the first month at evening is the Lord's Passover." Pesach is how you say it in Hebrew. "And on the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread unto the Lord. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread." Matzah, bread without yeast. Yeast, leaven being a sign of sin. And so they have the Feast of the Passover. When they kill the Passover lamb, they have the Seder meal. And now verse 9. "And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When you be come into the land which I give unto you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then you shall bring a sheaf of the firstfruits of your harvest unto the Lord. And he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted for you on the morrow after the Shabbat. The priest shall wave it. And you shall count," verse 15, "unto you from the morrow after the Shabbat, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete, even unto the morrow after the 7th Sabbath shall you number 50 days, and you shall offer a new meat offering unto the Lord." So here we have in April or in May, we have Pesach. Now this year for us in 2007, the first day of Pesach was on April 3rd, Passover. It went unto the 10th. But on the second day of Passover, they began counting the Omer counting. So, look at what it says in verse 15. "You shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete." 7 Sabbaths. Sabbath is on what we call Saturday. Friday night and Saturday shall be complete. So 7 weeks shall be complete. "Even unto the morrow after the 7 Sabbaths shall you number 50 days. So the Jews, when they have Passover, and that is the barley harvest, every one of the 3 feasts of the feet, or the 3 times they had to go up to the Lord, was a harvest time. And the first one was the barley harvest. So they made a sheaf of the first fruits of the barley harvest, and they went and waved it before the Lord. Then they were beginning a count and called an Omer counting for 7 weeks plus 1 day. 49 days plus 1 equals 50. And so they started. This year, they began in April. I'm going to look right here. I've got a Jewish calendar right before me. And they began counting on April 3rd. In the evening, they counted one. On April 4th, they counted two. On April 5th, they counted three. And so on and so forth until they count 50 days. 50 days of the Omer counting. During these 50 days, from the barley harvest over unto Shavuot or Pentecost, these are very important days. These are very important days for the harvest. Exactly, the rain has to come on the right days. The sun has to come on the right days because they're moving towards Shavuot or Pentecost and the wheat harvest. The wheat harvest is so important to feed them. Each one of these 49 plus 1 days, 50 days, the Jews are introspective. It's almost even like a time of, we might say mourning or seriousness. It's a time of seriousness when they look inside themselves and see that they are living right before the Lord because they surely, surely want to have a good harvest, a wheat harvest. Now, we are today, this is Tuesday, this is Sivan 5, but on the day of the Omer counting, we are today at number 49. Number 49, that means we've only one more day to go, and that one more day is tomorrow, and we'll find out what it means in the light of Bible prophecy. I want to thank you for listening this week, and we want to offer you a special offer. Now, I don't want you to forget the authority of the believer and to keep that ever uppermost in your mind. So we're offering this week on dominion, on authority of the believer, a book by Lester Sumrall called Take It, It's Yours, Seizing Your Spiritual Dominion. This book is one that I helped Brother Sumrall write. It's an amazing book and will keep ever before you your heavenly ministry, sitting in the heavenlies and taking your authority. I also want to remind you that we have some things coming up that you need to go online, Billy Brim, BILLYEBRIM.org, or you can call us at 1-800-972-3447. I particularly want you to come and be with me at a school of last days, school of eschatology, when we're going to be looking into the prophets. That's coming up in August. I want you to join me because we get to go into the scriptures, and I'm going to reveal to you something that is a secret right now, how they have found what may be the original books of Ezekiel and how I saw them myself and what this means prophetically. We're going to look at end time things together in August. Please come and join me for the School of Eschatology. This is Billy Brim saying shalom until tomorrow, a very special day on God's calendar and on yours, the Feast of Pentecost. Shalom, shalom.